Egyptian Prime Minister Kamal Al-Ghazouri has accused protesters of being counter-revolutionaries. This just as deadly clashes continue between government forces and protesters for the second straight day in Cairo. The protesters want a civilian government to take over from the ruling junta. Fresh clashes have broken out between regime troops and opposition forces in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The fighting started when government forces shelled a northern district. On Friday, hundreds of thousands of people took to the streets to demand the prosecution of Ali Abdullah Saleh. Flash floods and landslides have claimed nearly 250 lives. Landslides, that is, have claimed 250 lives in southern Philippines. 400 more people are still unaccounted for. Tropical storm Washi swept through the region of Mindanao on Friday, triggering heavy rains and floods overnight. In Morocco, fresh demonstrations have been held in several cities. Moroccans have been protesting against the government's policies for several months. They demand deeper reforms and more jobs. The ruling monarch has made some reforms, but Moroccans consider them insufficient. As the United States presidential campaign heats up, President Barack Obama has reaffirmed Washington's commitment to Israel as unshakable. He said his administration has done much more than any other in support of Tel Aviv. Obama added that the U.S. has secured the most funding for Israel in history. Bahrain's main opposition group has called for an immediate release of detained human rights activist Zainab Al-Khawaja. She was arrested near the capital Manama on Thursday while attending a sit-in along with several other women. Police used tear gas and stun grenades to end the sit-in. Russia and India have rejected as counterproductive the West's unilateral sanctions against Iran. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh agreed in a meeting that the West's dispute with Iran over its nuclear energy program can only be resolved through diplomacy. And three people have been killed and two more injured in a shooting in the U.S. state of California. Officials say the suspended gunman is among the dead. They were all employees of the firm Edison International. The motive behind the attack is still unknown.